great to be here. It's great to have this Churches Together service. Now the exciting bit, you need your oranges for this bit. We're going to make the Christingles gradually during the service. So I'd ask you not to eat your sweets just now. There will be an opportunity to eat one of them later. I'm told there's an extra one in your box for you. So when we get to that point, you can eat one. But we'll explain it as we go. So if you don't know what a Christingle is, if you've never seen one before, if you've never made one before, then hopefully as we go through the service today, by the end of it, you'll know what a Christingle is and you'll know what it represents. And I will have an orange shirt because this is dripping all over me. But can I borrow Thomas? Where's Thomas? Thomas. Thomas is going to be my visual aid for today. So Thomas is going to help us guide you through what a Christingle is all about. So everyone, can you hold up your oranges for me? Now, what's the orange all about? Okay. Do any of the children? I'm echoing, I think. Should I turn this one off? I've got a tie-clip mic on as well. Can you hear me now if I turn that off? No? Okay, I'll switch it back on. Any of the children know what the four Gospels are? Anybody know what the four Gospels are? Got a few hands. Go on, Brooke, tell me what the four Gospels are. Yeah, so four books of the Bible, but do you know what they're called, what their names are?
John.
John, excellent. Anybody know another one? You know one?
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Oh, excellent. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the four books of, first four books of the New Testament, what we call the Gospels. And each of those four books tell about the life of Jesus in various ways. But they all start in different places. I don't know if you knew that, but all of the Gospels start in different places. And they all, Matthew starts off with what we call the genealogy of Jesus. He tells us about Jesus' family and where he came from. But he tells us about that on Jesus' father's side and draws it back to the line of David, of King David. And that's very important for Matthew. So Matthew presents Jesus as a royal baby, as a king, born from a royal line. And Matthew tells us about the Magi, those very special wise men, as we call them as well, those very special visitors that Jesus had. Luke tells us, again, about the genealogy, but you'll notice some differences in it. That's because Luke focuses on Jesus' mother's side. And he wants to paint Jesus as a humble baby. Somebody who's come for everybody and for the normal person. And so Luke tells us about the shepherds and those humble beginnings that Jesus had. Mark, well, where does Mark start? Mark's gospel forgets all about Jesus' birth and he jumps straight into Jesus' adult life and starts with Jesus' baptism, more or less. So that's Mark. He seems in a bit of a hurry to tell his gospel. And if you've never read a gospel before, Mark's a good place to start because it's short. It's only 16 chapters long. So and it's quite a concise gospel. And then we come to John. We come to John, that passage that was read for us. To John's gospel. Now, John starts a lot earlier, actually, than the other gospels. John doesn't just start with Jesus' birth. John takes us right back to the very beginning. And he says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God. He was with God in the beginning. And John says something extraordinary about Jesus. He says, through him, all things were made. That's what the orange represents, is those all things that were made through Jesus, made by God, the world that God created. So the orange represents the world that God made. And John reminds us that that world was created through Jesus. So the orange represents the world. What does the orange represent? The world. Fantastic. And we'll come to the next bit in a little while after we've sung another carol. So let's stand together and sing Silent Night, Holy Night.